Good morning. It's great to see everyone here this morning. Welcome to the Lord's house. As always, please take a few seconds to sign the friendship register at the end of each pew and pass it along to those seated next to you. And please take a look at the announcements inside the bulletin. We continue to have a number of food pantry needs, and there are also a few outreach opportunities, such as the school supply collection and the Family Promise collection. And then next Sunday, August 7th, the Outreach Committee will host a potluck fellowship lunch. Please bring a dish to share, and the Outreach Committee will handle setting up and cleaning up. And proceeds of a free will offering will go toward our backpack program, where we provide backpacks and a number of school supplies to children in the Northland who are in need of those things. There are also several events for our children and youth coming up in the month of August. On Saturday, August 13th, we'll have an adventure day for our children who are in elementary school. That will start at 2:30 that Saturday afternoon. There is information in the newsletter that was just sent out this past week, as well as in today's bulletin about that. Then on Sunday, August 21st, we'll have a sort of end of summer, beginning of school year party for our youth who are going into sixth grade or above. That will start at 3:00 on a Sunday afternoon. We'll have a pizza and a movie and other snacks such as chips and soda, and of course some games and fellowship time. Please contact Kathy or myself if you have any questions about either of those events. All right, may we begin our service of worship with our call to worship. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, everybody. I invite you to stand for the call to worship. Come, praise the Lord, all his servants. Raise your hands in prayer in the temple and praise the Lord. Bless you from Zion. We'll now sing number 22, All Creatures of Our God and King, stanzas 1 and 4.
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing, Alleluia, Alleluia. Opening sun with golden beam, O silver moon with softer gleam, oh, praise God, oh, praise God, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And all forgiven tender hearts, forgiving others, take your
prayer. Holy God, what a joy to gather here in your house this morning. We've enjoyed a week of cooler weather and some nurturing rain, like manna from heaven. And we thank you for the balance of all nature's offerings here in the Midwest, where we often feel both extreme heat and extreme cold as our seasons change each year. And we celebrate the wonderful creation in which we live. As we begin our service of worship, Lord, we welcome your Spirit and the presence of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, as we pray in his name, amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the
please take a few moments to greet and welcome those around you this morning. All right, we'd like to invite our kiddos to come up front for the children's sermon as we sing the first verse of page 190, Tell Me the Stories of Jesus.
Tell me the stories of Jesus I love to hear, things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. Scenes by the wayside, tales of the sea, stories of Jesus, tell them to me.
Apparently we all have to be on this side of the stairway today. Good morning. Miss Luna, you are incredibly outnumbered. Look at all these guys up here. So, we got a boys band going up here. Yeah, all right. Cool. Well, good morning, guys. Today, I want to talk a little bit about fellowship. Do you know what fellowship means? Do you have any idea what that means? Basically, fellowship is just being together. We fellowship when we worship together. We fellowship when we have meals together. We fellowship a whole lot at Christmas time when we get all of our family together, huh? Yeah. And Thanksgiving. We tend to include food a lot with fellowship. Seems to work good that way. Anyway, our Bible tells us how important fellowship is. God believes fellowship is very important, that we get together, that we support each other, that we encourage each other, that we learn from each other, because our older kids probably have stuff they could share with our younger kids. And believe it or not, Sometimes the younger kids can teach you a thing or two. Mostly they can teach you how to be very, very open to faith. They believe very eagerly and very easily. And sometimes it's better. But we kind of got in the habit of not doing that sometimes, don't we? We got in the habit of not coming to church when it was COVID. We had to stay home. We had to do our worship online or by watching TV. And that worship's still good, but doesn't give us fellowship. I have a little passage here in Hebrews about what the Bible says about how important it is to worship together. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. 24 says, we should keep on encouraging each other to be thoughtful and to do helpful things. 25 says, some people have gotten out of the habit of meeting for worship. But we must not do that. We should keep on encouraging each other, especially since you know that the day of the Lord's coming is getting closer. It's very important that we work together in our worship. We learn from each other. We trust each other. We hold each other up. We pray for each other. And most of all, we love each other. Yes, love is good. God says, love each other. Should we have a little prayer before we go downstairs? Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for our church. We thank you that we have the freedom to worship you openly and lovingly. We know that there are places in the world where they cannot do this. They have to hide their faith. We are so grateful that we can shout to the world, we are Christians. We love the Lord, and we love each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys.
In our prayers this week, I want to lift up to you that the memorial service for Lon Anderson will be this coming Saturday here in the sanctuary at 11 o'clock in the morning. You know, Lon normally would kind of sit over here to this side, and he was always a very quiet gentleman, but so very helpful around the church in many ways. And we certainly want all of you who have had an opportunity to know Lon to know that you are certainly welcome to attend that service this coming Saturday at 11. Wanda Luttrell also lost her sister, Donna Ritzinger, in Triplett, Missouri, and the service was a few days ago. And Ken and Roxy Weaver are in California, excuse me, as they are attending services for Kenny's Aunt Dorothy. Also in our prayers, we want to lift up Rihanna Ralston. She is looking at having a surgery regarding a tumor in her small intestine that's causing a lot of complications for her. Jill Gregory is at North Kansas City Hospital recovering from a third hip surgery, trying to get this infection out of that hip joint. And also, we are grateful that John Adams was able to get out of the hospital, Mary Jane, and we know he's home right now. We're grateful for that. We also are grateful that Bob and Judy Settles have now settled in to a new facility over at Primrose, a new apartment there this past week. That seems to be working well for them. We keep Larry Pitts in our prayers as he is continuing his treatments for cancer. Jerry, it's great to see you as we keep you and Betty in our prayers each week. And also Perla Mora's niece, Michelle Valles, is in our prayers. Abby, the daughter of Connie Stark's friend, is in our prayers. We also keep David Brownfield in our prayers, and certainly a number of other people that we've been remembering over the last several weeks. So with these thoughts in mind, may we bow our heads before the Lord's presence this morning. Merciful God, as we begin a new week, it is fitting that we first offer you praise this Sunday morning. Yet as the days and weeks of this summer of 22 drag on, surely there is the ominous fear that things of the world can grow even worse. Today, as the western plains grow ever drier and dustier, as regions accustomed to 24 to 48 inches of rain in a given year have received no more than 4 inches since January, as cattle are being sold off prematurely by the thousands with prices a fraction of their norm, even as the cost of fuel and feed soars, surely there is the ominous fear that things of the world can grow worse. Today, as millions of Ukrainian people remain as refugees, as thousands of their acres of farmland remain without crops, as cities continue to be bombarded by Russian missiles, as grain sits idle while ports are bombed, surely there is the ominous fear that things of the world can grow worse. Yet through it all, O God, we also remember that centuries ago, as the sky darkened, the grave shook, and the dead roamed the streets of Jerusalem on that fateful Friday in which our Lord Jesus hung on the cross, surely there was that ominous fear that things of the world could grow worse. Yet we remember and we celebrate, O God, that on the third day your Son and our Savior arose from the dead and ushered in the hope of life eternal. And so even as we plod through the uncertain challenges of our century, not certain of the outcome of things of the earth, we are truly certain of things eternal as we embrace Christ as victor, savior, and usher to your eternal realm. For this great hope we give you thanks, as we also recite the prayer our Lord Jesus teaches us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Hear, O Lord, my bitter cry. Lend thine ear unto my prayer. For thou hast ever been my fort and shield, and thou shalt trample upon the dread enemy. Let me dwell with thee, Lord, forevermore with thee. Hide me, O Lord, within thy wings. Lord, tower of strength, Lord, I will seek thee early. My soul thirsteth after thee, flesh longeth after thee. In a dry and thirsty barren land, where is no water, and lift my hands in prayer and in adoration. See